Our topic today is getting back to the original Christianity of Jesus. This is really going to be the focus for this podcast as a whole as we go forward, really digging down and trying to understand how Jesus thought, how he saw things, how he prayed, and how that allowed him to do all the amazing things he did. So if you're really interested in learning how to pray more effectively, really getting a deeper understanding of the things Jesus said and did and how you can put those into practice in your daily life, I think you'll enjoy this podcast. Let's just go back and see what Jesus actually said to do and how to think and how to pray and how to live our lives. As I said, this is episode number one, getting back to the original Christianity of Jesus. It's going to be an introduction to what this podcast is all about. I'll tell you a little bit about myself and where I'm coming from and some of the things I hope to accomplish in this podcast. My name is James Early. I'm a Bible teacher, and I've been conducting Bible study workshops for the last 11 years or so, both in my prison ministry at the Danbury, Connecticut Federal Correctional Institution, as well as at various churches and with friends. Really, ever since I was a little kid, I've loved the Bible, I've read the Bible, I've gone to Bible studies, Sunday school, church, all those kinds of things, and I'm still amazed at how much there is in the Bible. You know, you think you have a pretty good working knowledge of it, and you'll read something 100 times, and all of a sudden, there's a brand new idea. And so, that's what I hope to spark in you, helping you find a new idea, a new something that you hadn't seen before in the Bible, and how to put it into practice in your daily life. Another one of the reasons I've started this podcast is because I really get frustrated when people try to squeeze the Bible into their preconceived notions about what they want the Bible to say. And we've all done it, probably. I know I used to do it. So I really shifted my focus in the last, 15 or 20 years to really try to understand what the Bible is saying for itself, not what my preconceived notions are. I'm not trying to prove something. I'm trying to listen and learn from the actual texts themselves. So that's another reason for this podcast is I just want the Bible to speak for itself. So I don't know everything about the Bible. I'm not the supreme expert. And what I say in a podcast on a given week, a month later, I may realize, wow, there's a whole new idea that I hadn't seen yet. So this is a discovery process for me, as well as hopefully it will be for you. When I do these Bible workshops in the prison or in different churches, I always go around the room and everyone introduces themselves. I want to find out where they're from, but also where they're coming from. In other words, where they are religiously, where they are on their spiritual path, what do they hope to get out of a particular Bible class that we're doing? I wish I could do that right now with you. I wish I could say, hey, where are you from? Where are you in your journey in the Bible? Are you strong in your faith? Are you questioning your faith? All those things help me when I'm talking to people live to know how to respond to them, and I would love to know that about you. So it's a little different here on a podcast. If you'd like to leave a comment on the show notes, that would be great. I'd always like to hear from you. If you have questions, please always ask questions. So, just to sum things up, the goal of this podcast is to get back to the original Christianity of Jesus and to experience his promise that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.